Kit Harington, star of Game of Thrones, but also star of the new film Pompeii, which comes out this Wednesday. Hello, Kit.
Hello, Jo.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So this is a pretty dramatic film. You've got a lot of action scenes in this film, a lot of scenes with horses as well. You seem to be very good with horses in this and in Game of Thrones. Are you a natural with horses, or is this something you've had to learn?
I don't know. People have always seemed to want to place me with horses throughout my career. It's a really odd thing that's happened. My first job was Warhorse on the West End and the National, and in that I played a horse whisperer, and then I went on to Thrones, where I had to ride horses a lot, being a medieval fantasy that it is. And then in this, I'm a kind of, in Pompeii, I'm in a horse whisperer again. So I don't know what that is. I never had any early experience with horses in my life, but through doing these things, I seem to have picked up some skills.
Do you love horses? Is this something that's very, I mean, does it come naturally to you? Do you ever think, wow, I never thought I'd be doing this much with horses?
I don't think it came naturally. It's one of those things that actually I now really enjoy doing, and I really enjoy riding horses, and I can canter and gallop and turn quickly and do all of that. I wouldn't say I'm a horseman by any means, but it doesn't come naturally. It's all about confidence, being on the back of a horse. It's all about conviction. If the horse... incredibly intelligent creatures, and if it knows that you are uncomfortable on its back, then it will not do as you want it to do, and it's a partnership, really. You're working with it.
Yeah,
you're just a monkey on the back of a horse, really. That's what it is.
I'm kind of jealous. I used to be a real horsey kid when I was a girl.
Yeah,
so love horses. Used to ask for a horse every Christmas.
Yeah.
Never got one. Also starring alongside Kiefer Sutherland, he's your arch enemy in the film, and you have a lot of fight scenes. Are you a fan of 24? Did you get those moments where you thought, crikey, I'm fighting Jack Bauer here?
Yeah, you did have those surreal moments. Like, I've had those surreal moments a few times in my career, but Kiefer was one of them. Like, fighting Jack Bauer, it's actually a terrifying experience.
Yeah.
He's sort of, you know, he's so entrenched in my mind as that character, but also he's got a list longer than my arm of things that he's done and movies that he's been in. He sort of took me under his wing and mentored me a bit, which was exciting for me, and taught me what he knew about the industry and from his point of view and his career. But you do get those wicks. When someone's so entrenched in your head as one character, like Kiefer with Jack, or, you know, I work with Mackenzie Crook, who you know, is so Gareth from The Office, but he's done so much else, and I work with him as well. It's strange when you come across those actors and work with them, and you have to block that other character out of your head.
And for them, they're probably huge fans of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, if I'm lucky enough to keep working, people who work with me who've watched Thrones will find it hard to not see me as Jon Snow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did Keith watch Game of Thrones? Did he talk to you about that?
He did, yeah. He was catching it. He said he's absolutely useless with technology and couldn't, like, figure it out unless he had the box set. So he's always a bit behind everyone else. But yeah, he really enjoyed it. He's a fan of the show.
I love the way box sets have become old fashioned now. It's literally about watching on demand, isn't it?
It is. But I come from kind of Kiefer Sutherland school. I'm useless with technology. I'm useless with, like, online stuff. So I'm kind of a bit of a, you know, I'm hoping that HMV doesn't completely disappear and I can still go get the box sets for things.
Yeah, a good old DVD
and
put that in. So the world is going absolutely crazy for season 4 of Game of Thrones right now. Monday nights, it's on TV over here, and my Twitter timeline is full of nothing else when it's on. You're not on Twitter, are you?
I'm not. No.
Is it for that reason? Because every time you'll be on it, like, your Twitter timeline will just be going crazy.
I think I just missed the boat with technology and the internet. But it's more that I think I have to talk about myself so much in my job that I can't bear to do it over the medium of Twitter as well. I'm just too lazy for it, I think. I wish I knew how it worked, but no, I don't. And it would be too much to bombard my head with, I think.
I mean, it's the last thing you want to do, isn't it? Like you say, you're always talking about being Jon Snow in Game of Thrones. The last thing you want to do is tweet about it on a Monday night when people are bombarding you with questions and things.
Or hearing about it all the time.
Yeah.
I talk to people in the street enough about it, and I enjoy doing that without talking to them over the medium of you know, the internet as well. I find that would be too much. I'd end up becoming, you know, dreaming about Thrones constantly if that happened.
Do you dream about it, though?
Never. Never
really?
Once. I've never dreamt about Game of Thrones. No. Maybe that's a psychological block I have. I don't know.
That's mad, because it must be such an experience filming, because you're in Iceland, you've got all these crazy costumes going on, there's nudity and goodness knows what else, but you don't dream about that.
Yeah, I think it has the opposite effect. I live this crazy life in doing this show, and my brain at night just wants to completely switch off onto other subjects. So what did I dream about last night? I had a really strange dream. Oh no, I won't say that.
You have to now.
No, too late. I remember what it was.
Damn it. So, I mean, I guess maybe it influences your dreams having heard that comment. What's the weirdest, funniest thing that's happened to you on set with all of this going on with the animals and the Iceland Atlantic scenery and the costumes and things? Has there been like a really crazy moment on set where you've gone, whoa?
I always just find that the walking onto a new set is incredible. The art departments are amazing. There's no one wacky thing that's happened. I mean, the most extreme stuff that makes it sound like a really boring set. It's not. It's great fun, but there's no real kind of one story I could tell. I think Iceland's always been the most singly beautiful place I've been, and also the most dangerous. We would always be halfway up a mountainside in a blizzard, and people would be walking around next to 500-foot drops, not knowing where they were walking. And you'd have Icelandic film crews, you know, the mountain guides saying, "We need to leave now," and the American producers going, "We can't, we need to get the shot." And you don't really know who to trust at that point. But no real crazy stories that I could tell anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that one again. So do you just get used to the nudity then? Is it just kind of normal?
I don't have to get nude that often. I've only been nude once during this, and that wasn't even me. That was a bum double. I'm on it, honestly. I mean, I it wasn't my choice. I would have shown my bum, but I had a broken ankle, and they needed someone to come in and jump into a jacuzzi, so they had to have someone who could do that. But no, I think for my part of the story, we all stay pretty well clothed.
Yeah, that's true.
It's down south that they all get raunchy.
It's all raunchy, all saucy. Do you ever worry about getting killed off? Do you ever think, I want this to continue?
No, I don't. I don't worry about it as long as I get a good death. As long as it's justified and it works, then that's fine by me. I've had lots of friends who die in this, and they've all enjoyed the process. And no, I don't worry about it. I've read the book, so I know what happens.
So you know exactly what goes on. Yeah. I mean, your Pompeii and Game of Thrones are kind of similar because you've got, you know, there's the horses and the hair and your abs and everything like that. It's kind of similar. You didn't have to change yourself that much. I guess you can't at the moment because you're so entrenched in filming Game of Thrones. So when you finish doing it, you can change yourself completely.
I've just done a project. But I mean, Pompeii is a similar beast to Thrones as far as genre. Stylistically, they're very, very different. But yeah, I mean, I have to have this appearance contractually now.
Yeah.
So I can't exactly go and change it up. But I mean, recently I did a film, a First World War drama where I had to have a wig. I had to have a short wig and tied this all up underneath, and I was baby faced and I looked entirely different. I think that's what's great about being an actor is that you get to change up your appearance and what you do and who you pretend to be. And for the last few years, I pretend to be one person, and that's great, and I love going back to it. But it's great getting to do Pompeii, which is a whole different thing. Beast, really. It's a movie. It's 2 hours long. It's huge CGI elements, big 3D effects. You know, it's different from Thrones in many ways.
Mm, and Thrones has given you a huge platform. I mean, you're famous all over the world right now. I would imagine there's not many places you can go without being recognised.
No, it seems there aren't, actually, recently, especially this year. So I just tie my hair up.
Do you? Is that how you go in disguise?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put your hair back. Yeah. Put a cap on.
Yeah, I've taken to wearing top knots, which I never thought I'd be that person who's got a ponytail, but it helps.
What does your mates think of that?
I get ripped. I get absolutely ripped for everything. You know, they're all going to enjoy going and seeing Pompeii and then taking the piss out of me having my top off and, you know, charging around on horses. Because to them, I'm kit. I'm not these bit. And that's how I want to stay to them. And this is another reason why I don't do Twitter, is I don't really want people to know who I am.
And where you are.
And where I am.
More to the point. Yeah. Kit, thank you so much for coming in. It's lovely to chat to you.
Thank you. You too, Joe.
And Pompeii is out this Wednesday.